Along with some Democratic colleagues and a few low-wage workers by his side, State Representative Corey Mason of Racine introduces Wisconsin's Fair Minimum Wage Act.
This is a bill with, once enacted, would raise the minimum wage ultimately to $10.10 an hour. It's a critically important piece of legislation that would make a tremendous amount of difference in the lives here in Wisconsin for 633,000 workers.
Darnell Summers is a 57-year-old part-time fast food employee making $7.25 an hour. He says being an able-bodied worker, he should not have to depend on a Quest card for food.
All I ask is give me a life raft and I'll take it from there. And that's what this minimum wage bill is to me. It's a life raft. And if it's not passed, we're going to all keep drowning.
Under Mason's proposal, the minimum wage would gradually increase to $10.10 an hour, starting first at $8.20 upon the bill's passage. And then a year later, it would jump to $9.15, and then finally up to $10.10 a year later. It would then be indexed to the rate of inflation every year thereafter. Wisconsin's current minimum wage is $7.25 an hour. Governor Scott Walker and Republicans argue this policy would end up hurting workers, because employers would cut jobs in order to make up for the higher wages being paid. Mason disputes that theory, saying the facts just don't support it. There are 46 co-sponsors on the bill. None are Republicans. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.